Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members and visitors this morning. It's a blessing to be here to share God's word with you. We're going to be talking about sin. You know, how powerful sin is in our lives and how it affects us and what God thinks about that. Before we get started, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for you and especially your son, Jesus, who died for us in our place, who made it possible for us someday to be with you and Jesus in heaven. We say thank you for that, which in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, let's open and look about the topic of sin. What is it about sin? When you fall into sin, it separates you from God, because God is holy and pure, righteous and just. But when did sin come into the world? Let's look in the Bible in Genesis 3, talking about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve walked with God before they fell into sin. They had everything they needed. Life was very good for them. The world, from the time Adam and Eve sinned against God, it has been on a downhill slide ever since, up until now, and will continue. There are three sins which are of the devil straight from hell, and they are pride, rebellion, and unbelief. Pride is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. It is all about one's self. In other words, very selfish. Rebellion is an action or process of resisting authority, control, or conviction. You can see today, many people hate God's word because it convicts them of their sin. They want to stay in that sin, whatever it is, because it pleases them. The unsaved people do not care. They have no conscience. We, the saved, have a conscience and try to do what is right. Unbelief is lack of religious belief, an absence of faith, the darkness of unbelief. In other words, you do not believe in God or his existence. How very sad that is. Unbelief of God's existence is blasphemy towards God. Those people will never enter into God's kingdom unless they repent and believe in Christ Jesus. Now, let's read in Genesis 3, where it talks about the fall of man, or Adam and Eve, as we say. Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, God has indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. But the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And this is a direct lie from Satan, a direct lie. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took its fruit and ate it. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from a tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Exactly what Satan does. He's a deceiver, a liar, all the way. So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust shall you return." At that time, Adam lost a deed title to the earth. Adam actually had the deed title to the earth, but he lost it at that time. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was a mother of all living. Also, for Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the garden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Now let's look in Revelation 12, 7 through 17, and tell us about Satan being thrown out of heaven. "And a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, and they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He has cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the seal, for the devil has come down, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." And that is why things are in such a turmoil on earth. His time is just about up. "Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like the flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth opened up the woman and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that is us. That is us Christians he is talking about. Let's look in Revelation 4, continuing on, how Satan tempts Christ in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him up on a exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. And you can see right here that the title deed to the earth, Satan has that right now, because he offered Jesus Christ all these kingdoms if you bow down to him. So yeah, Satan has a deal tied to the earth at this point. Let's look back at what we have learned from God's holy word. Adam and Eve fell into sin because Satan tempted and tricked them. They were forced out of the garden by God. Three sins that are right out of hell itself are pride, rebellion, and unbelief. We also covered Satan's going out of heaven, and Satan tempts Jesus. We're all sinners from our birth. We have a choice to make in our lives, to erase all sin. But how? Repent before Jesus. Let me tell you how to do it. Read John 3, 16 and 17, and Romans 10, 9 and 10. John 3, 16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And you do not want to be a might be saved. You want to be saved person. You want the assurance to be with Christ in heaven someday. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You know, salvation is a heart issue only between you and God. There's no other way, only between you and God. Once you make that commitment to God, you are a new creation in Christ. The old you is gone. You then have a personal relationship with God himself. You are sealed and saved by God, by Christ. When Father God looks down at you, you are white as snow, sinless and pure. That is what Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross did for us. Thank you, Jesus, for your holy word. For it's in Christ's name we pray and say, amen.